This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wait, sorry, I'm still trying to get connected to my Wi-Fi over here, and I'm in a new building, and so I'm just now seeing other people's Wi-Fi network names.
Okay, and, what is it? Let's hear it.
I don't think there have been that many clever ones, but though, for some reason, this one is really making me laugh. It's just Mommy's Home.
Oh, whatever genius apartment building has Wi-Fi named Mommy's Home.
Mommy's Home.
Oh, yeah. Mommy's Home. Oh, man, double points if their neighbor made Daddy's Home.
That would be great. One is Send Nudes to Tim 4.0.
Oh, excellent.
There's a Rolled Tie. There's a Cowboy. Rolled Tide. There's a Cowboys. There's a Sic'em Bears. So that's a bunch of schools. There's Steven's Internet.
Oh, wow.
All right, Steven. Okay.
There's Bad Bitches Only and Casa Amor. Oh, okay. There's Club Ciroc.
Oh, shit. Club Ciroc? Is P. Diddy there?
I know. I got to go.
Remember when you got to.
Is Ciroc vodka?
I think so.
Oh, when he did the ads for Ciroc.
Ciroc! Oh, how about there's Tiny Tim?
Oh, he's not tiny. I guarantee you. He's huge. And you know what we mean.
Oh, and you know. Mommy's Home wins.
Claire, you got to get your own Wi-Fi and I'll do all these fools.
I know. You know what? I've never done a custom name. I always keep the battery.
Mine's always like Netgear 061.
Yeah, mine's Spectrum Setup 11.
Mine at my apartment for forever was Scary Island in reference to Real Housewives of New York. I don't know. I feel like I always have some weird like Real Housewives slash reference.
Like I always just kept mine, whatever the internet guy gave me. I was like, you know what? And this is the Lord's will.
I know. I'm like, sure. Great. That works.
Well, the only reason I ever changed mine was because I wanted to change the password from it being like 13X. QT 17.
You know what I mean?
And then I just was like, I need to just make my own so I don't have to repeat it every time someone comes over here.
I always I remember I had like Calm Ocean 479. I don't, and I was like, this is my vibe.
I like that.
Calm Ocean.
Mm-hmm. You're like open water free.
I just don't understand why I can't connect to the internet on my computer. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Oh, well.
It doesn't. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the A Block. we have nary a moment to devote to addressing what this actually is. I'm going through chaos and turmoil. So nothing's changed. New year, same us.
What'd you say?
I said, nothing's changed. New year, same us.
New Year, same us, filled with chaos and laughter.
What else would you expect? Nothing.
Claire is having a lot in the new year. She has moved apartments, and that is why she has all new Wi-Fi accessibilities in her apartment building.
That is correct.
But one of Claire's favorite pastimes is moving apartments.
The world is not right unless I'm moving once every calendar year. Like if I'm not moving, you know, within, I'll give myself a 14-month time frame. And if it goes beyond that, something is, you know, misaligned in the universe. But I'm here. Yeah. Hopefully, I have decided I will die in this apartment before I move again.
Did you hear Claire soaked into the couch, dead?
I think this move has been, of course, like logistically and emotionally, sexually, a lot easier than the last move, since the last move was so
away. Like it was obviously very difficult. This, you moved what, a neighborhood away?
Yes, but it's like, I think not enough time had passed between the most recent move that it nearly did me in. Like the best part about this was like, I was emotionally much more stable. Whereas the last move, I did in fact lay flat on my back in my empty bedroom for like 3 solid hours while my mom and my ex-boyfriend continued packing for me, because I couldn't do it anymore. Lost all ability to function.
Had to say bye to us.
It was actually the other day, my mom, this was like several weeks ago, I was over at my parents' house and I was at the breakfast table with my mom and dad. And my mom started bringing something up about the move last year. We're talking about when I moved from Lexington to Texas. I can't remember what she said, like what part of it was. It was the surprise party. It was something. And I immediately started crying. And she was like, what? And I was like, just stop. I was like, just stop. You know, it's painful. You have to stop. And then she kept talking about it again. I was like, Mom, it's not funny. It's not a happy memory. Okay. I'm not over it yet. And she was like, whoa. Okay. Interesting. And I also don't think I knew it was still like that emotionally raw.
Yeah.
Yes. But it was.
You're like, that's so, it. I'm moving again.
I'm packing it up.
I know. Well, recently we had like Facebook memories betrayed us all and was showing us pictures from when Claire had moved just over a year ago recently. And all of us
kidnapped her.
So that's probably why you were feeling more emotional about it.
It's just, if you haven't moved lately, I'm here to remind you that it's sucks.
Well, it's just like, you, I mean, for a million reasons, but also like anytime I've ever moved, I'm like, whose shit is all this? Because yes. I know I didn't buy all this. No, I didn't acquire all these things. Me, a former baby, somehow bought all these things. I'm a former baby.
I don't think so.
I'm like, no.
That's what I was telling my mom. I was like, at one point, and thankfully I was very lucky. Like I had my mom here the entire time this time. So she like came over and helped me pack as much as possible. But I was like standing in the middle of untold amounts of items that are filling my home. And I was like, you know, Mom, I've moved under so many different circumstances, you know, because I wanted to, because I had to, because, you know, a happy move, sad move, whatever. I said, it remains the most humbling experience because you find out you are a disgusting, filthy consumer monster human being, where you're dirtier than you ever thought you were. You have more stuff than you ever thought you did. And it's just shocking. And then like you typically have someone else in the space helping you and you're like, yeah, that's how I've been.
I'm that dirty.
I have been doing that weird thing behind my table, I guess. Okay. Like, I don't know. I'm just a person.
Like, I feel like I instantly need to start defending my vacuuming habits. Cause I'm like, no, I can't help that was behind there. Okay. My
vacuum is a
piece of paper. I can't slide it behind there.
Yeah. It's like, I vacuum under the couch.
Yeah. Once I did one time and you know what? Yeah. I felt great about it.
And it was awesome.
And since then, I'm sorry, I've been buying things, okay? I can't do it all.
I've clearly been busy, collecting items.
Yeah. Are you guys like this when you move? Like, every time I move, I'm in a place of just throw it out. Are you guys like that?
I am and I'm not. I usually am, like, it's not usually in the packing phase. It's in the unpacking phase where I'm like unpacking. I'm like, nope, don't need that. Nope. Mm-hmm. Actually, nope. I can't believe I ever owned this. What's wrong with me? But packing, I'm just like, I can't make any more decisions right now. Put it in a box and we will talk about it in 10 years when I remember that I owned this.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll discuss this in in my next era.
Yeah. It's overwhelming.
So Godspeed, 2023, everyone. If you're moving like our sweet Claire, God bless you. Godspeed. Throw some things away.
Yeah, throw something away. And every time I move too, and all three of us, we've moved a decent amount. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but almost every move, I'm like, you know what? Well, A, you always have, it's just like the human experience. Anytime you have a big change, it's like, I'm going to be a new person. Like, I have a new idea of who I'm going to be. And this isn't going to be my new life. But my number one thing is like, I'm going to be a minimalist. You know, yes. I'm going to do with that a lot. I'm going to have a capsule wardrobe. I don't need anything in my kitchen. I'm only going to hold on to nice items. Every time, and it never happens, I've like immediately bought more trash since I've been here.
Oh, for sure. And like, for me, it's even just the kitchen. Like, I'll see TikToks of people that have these aesthetically pleasing kitchens. They're like, morning routine with me. They only have matching mugs. The only thing on their countertop is a very aesthetically pleasing coffee maker. And then that's it somehow. Meanwhile, I've got one of those fucking Disney princess plastic cups from fourth grade that I'm like, I won't get rid of it. I need it. I need it.
I have this like 1 liter tall plastic cup I got at a rattlesnake festival in Apache, Oklahoma, that they served me a sarsaparilla in, and I still have that cup.
Oh my God.
Yes, I love that.
Never that's where I would come in and just say, I'm out. Throw it out.
But I use it. I use it for things.
I know.
I'm going to use that $28 cheap ass plastic cup I got from Waitress on Broadway in 2015. I'm not getting rid of it. I won't do it.
No. Why would you? It doesn't make any sense.
I paid for a $30 weak ass cocktail in that son of a bitch. I'm not getting rid of it.
I won't forget that.
That was a fantastic memory.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we move so she can help us get rid of shit. Because I'm like, everything. I'm like, no, I'll miss it.
Oh, well, no. I did go through, because I'm the same with, well, I'm doing good. I'm doing better on cups. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get rid of some cups. I struggle in the mug department big time.
I can't get rid of mugs.
Like mugs, every mug is a special mug. They're all ugly, I can tell you that. I don't have a cute mug, or I have a couple cute mugs, but most of them are just like, you like this? But then I have a real issue with t-shirts. What's wrong with you?
I have cleaned out my t-shirt collection so many times, and it's still honestly shocking the amount of cotton I have. Where did these shirts come from?
And I don't wear a fraction. I wear a fraction of them.
Yeah. But I wear like 3 or 4. Like, continuously.
I've got 3 to 4 that I wear. And I have 3 to 4 that I would be willing to lay my life on. I can only assume I would disintegrate and die if I got rid of them. Because that is how, like, when I look at them, I'm like, I can't get rid of that. But I haven't worn it ever.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If someone else got rid of it and I never saw it again, and it was 10 years before I realized one certain t-shirt was gone, I'd be like, oh yeah, where'd that go? But I could never get rid of it.
No.
Because I'm like, no, it needs me. It will know that I've gotten rid of it.
What are the t-shirts? Can you name any of them? I can name most of mine.
One is a men's large Western Kentucky football t-shirt with sweat stains in the pits.
Okay.
It was my ex boyfriend from about 12 years ago. And I love it. And it's just so large. I really don't wear it anymore because I'm afraid it might upset the man in my life. Because he'll be like, where'd you get that? And I'll be like, I played football at Western Kentucky. What about you?
Go Tops.
And I don't wear it. I haven't worn it in years either, but it's just still in my t-shirt drawer. That's the main one that I'm like, nope, I love this shirt. It's just so wonderful, but it has pit stains and they're not mine. They're his.
Yeah, that's a little gross.
That is gross, but it's clean.
But at least it's comfortable. It's because I know the 3 shirts, and I actually, there's 4 shirts
mm-hmm.
that I think of every time I go into it, like I make the drawer again and I'm like, I should get rid of these. I don't even necessarily like these shirts. They're not comfortable. And most of them I've never worn. They are Late Show with David Letterman shirt because I'm like, it's a collector's item.
Oh, for sure.
It's not though.
Yeah,
it's,
it is.
It's a shirt though. But oh, yeah. Oh. The other, there's a, the Texas Rangers, when they won the National League, or not the, the American League championship in 2013 or 2012, my parents got me a shirt. It's a baby tee. It's a baby tee. So I can't fit into it. I'm a grown woman. So that doesn't fit my body.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that idea.
You guys don't want to see it. I've put it on before. It's, I get one giant uniboob. there's a local hot dog place that shut down. I have a t-shirt from there, Wild About Harry's. And I just can't bring myself to get rid of that shirt. Mm-hmm. And then there's Eskimo Joe's shirt that I got as a child that I was wearing in my very first ever driver's license, but it's so old. It smells like old shirt. And it also has pit stains.
Oh, the pit stains are where I'm like, this shirt's seen it all, honey.
Yeah. Like, you can't wear it anymore.
And I owe it to it to keep it.
Yeah. And Jacqueline, you have no? Okay, you do.
One of my really old shirts that I can think of that I wear like very regularly, it's kind of like my nightshirt. But I got it at a, like when I was younger, I would go to these like athletic training camps at Notre Dame. They had these little, like, I don't know. It was basically like, you're like at a workout class for a day.
Yeah.
Like in their little facility. And one time when I was there, you got a t-shirt for every year. And one of the years that I went there, they only had like three X t-shirts left. So I was like, all right. So I took one and I still wear it to this day. And I literally think I was like in sixth or seventh grade when I got it. And it still is just as large. I can put, if I put it on right now, it goes like mid thigh. That is how big it is.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a dream.
That sounds great.
But it is one of those really soft t-shirts. And I just love how big it is. And I wear it to bed like at least once a week. Still.
Fantastic.
So comfy.
I love that. That's amazing.
One of my sleep shirts, Jacqueline, you'll know this one. Okay. Is I got it from the Great American Eclipse at the Best Western in Oak Grove, Kentucky. It's like they gave us a little free t-shirt, but it's huge. And I love to sleep in that thing.
It's comfy.
It is comfy and it's ugly. So ugly. You guys, I'm connecting to the internet.
Hooray! Oh, we're happy for you.
I had to do something with my VPN. I don't know. I'm a hacker now.
Oh my gosh, you're a hacker.
You're so safe, honestly. That's what safe people do, is they use VPNs, I guess.
What, once again, women in STEM.
Women in STEM.
We're just continuing.
Carry on. All right.
Well, do you guys want to get into the topics?
Claire's connecting to the internet. Let's get into the topics. The A block has begun. Are we reading The Spare is the first thing on the agenda. Prince Harry's new book. I was in Barnes & Noble this weekend and I picked up a hard copy. I did not buy it, but I picked it up off the table that had hundreds of them on there at the front and I scanned through it. And no, I will not be reading it, but I read a few pages. I hold this in my hands and I want to peek. And the page I read was about the first time, I guess, when it became public knowledge that they were dating and she was still in Toronto, Meghan, and Harry was detailing the first time she was chased by paparazzi in Toronto. And he says she called him crying and he was in London. And I was like, cry me a river. He says, and I'm in my own car. Well, my bodyguard was driving. And I was like,
okay, relatable.
Relatable. I understand that.
That's
feeling
the relatable part of the book.
Exactly. And then he said, I don't even know. It was just two pages in, and I was just like, bleh. But anyway. So
you would have asked me last time we recorded, I would have said yes, but now I'm not because I feel like I already read it. I've heard so much about it.
so many interviews. If I hear one more thing about putting his mom's face cream on his penis, I'm like,
on
I
his just told you.
On his told you.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, just today, I signed up for the audio book on what's the name of the app we use?
Libby.
Thank you. I kept thinking Cincy that I was like, I know it's not, but this is what's coming to mind. Just today I did. I don't know why. Because again, like Jacqueline said, I feel like I've seen it all or I've heard it all. And I feel like I know everything that I would want to know, but I'm probably just going to plow through it anyway and listen to him say all of the things that I kind of don't want to hear. But I feel like I want to be part of the conversation.
I know kind of how I feel, but I also, it's just been such a long drawn out conversation. It's just so much. And I just feel like I'm like, it's gotten to the point where it's just too sad for me, honestly.
It is.
I just have so much sadness of my own and drama of my own that I'm just like, I can't take on anymore right now.
Yeah, it has become just sad and no longer, it's not fun anymore. Anything I ever liked about the Royals has completely ceased to be, which I guess we found out was probably maybe never in existence.
Yeah. It's just sad. It paints the rest of the family in a different light. It makes me, I just don't feel good about anybody involved at this point. I'm just like, guys, everyone's toxic.
Yeah. And I don't know, because I watched the 60 Minutes interview. I watched, I guess, some clips from the GMA interview. And he does say, like, all he wants at the end of the day is his family. But the point being raised, like, do you really think this is going to help? And I
really think that like, airing all your family dirty laundry is going to make them be like, okay, cool. Now that the world knows, let's get back together.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? And yeah, no one's coming out looking all good or all bad. I think, I mean, and that's life, you know, they're humans. And I guess maybe that's the biggest takeaway is like,
they're just regular people and they all have traumas and bad responses and bad coping mechanisms and mess up and are hurt and sad and happy and moving on and trying to live. Yeah, you're right. It's like they're humans and that's really all that's to take away. But it's just like, I feel like I'm like, this all feels like private family business to me.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of the stuff I'm just like, I don't really think we should be hearing about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the one especially where I was like, if as much as Harry has shared private information about the family, what I read this week, and I don't know what he said it on, if it was in a printed interview, if it was in one of his television interviews where he said, I think at least one of William and Kate's children will end up like me, the spare. And I was like, bro, as much
their children.
As done, do not speak about their children. Like if I was Will and Kate, I'd be like, that's it. Do not speak about our children.
Yeah, I
had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he said that in an interview. I've seen multiple headlines of it, and he had said, "Yeah, one of them will end up the spare like me." And I'm like, "Do not." I'm like, if I was Will and Kate, I'd be like, even if they had been willing to make amends at this point, I'd be like, "How dare you talk about my children in the press?" And like, basically saying one of them is going to be as screwed up as you are.
Yeah, that's not. I was like, to project on a younger child like that.
Yeah. I was like, gosh. And I feel terrible for Harry. I feel terrible for Meghan, but I also feel terrible for William and Kate and their kids. And even it's just, for me, the real takeaway is just like, yeah, the institution that may be self-imposed, but also what they all grew up in. It's like, it's not great. It's not working.
Yeah. Another thing that they just haven't really talked about either, which I wish they would, Prince Andrew. I mean,
yeah.
Ooh, yikes. Ooh. It is weird that essentially gone like untalked about. Although in one part of the book, doesn't he mention that security was still being paid for him and not, I don't know. I thought I heard something. God.
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, that it's very interesting. And I've heard some commentary on that. Like he specifically hasn't like dogged his dad really, or Prince Andrew, or there was someone else. And I mean, this is like a cynical take. I don't even remember where I saw this. So I don't know if it was like some kind of like slanted reporting, but talking about, well, he still needs certain family members for money, possibly. Yeah. And so it's like he was careful maybe not to drag the people who would possibly still be willing to give him a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I guess it's pretty much all, but I mean, I think that William and Harry are, unless they become old men and decide to reconcile, it doesn't seem like that's going to get any better anytime soon.
No, they yeah. seem like they're donezo.
Yeah.
Seems like they have been for a long time and we just didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all were projecting, thinking, oh, they're best friends. And I think they were close, but then it sounds like their relationship deteriorated, started to when, I mean, kind of when they were younger, but really when Will married Kate, it seems like it kind of was like, all right.
Yeah. And you know what? That's like, that happens in families. And so it's like not a unique issue. It's like things change when your siblings
get married,
have their own families, like, you know, priorities change everything. And so part of it's kind of like, but I bet a lot of that has to do with unnegotiated with trauma and feeling like you're being abandoned again. And so that probably, you know,
is a decent
aggravated amount. Something. And yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot. It's just a mess. And it does make me sad.
It does.
I am happy to hear him talk bad about Camilla though.
I know. I was like,
okay, so she is still the villain because, you know, we've been, and now we kind of see it, like trying, like kind of made to believe that everyone was happy and it was good. But no, turns out she is the wicked stepmother after all.
Yeah. That's where he's like, we said, well, don't marry her. Don't marry her. And like, yeah, we thought she'd be wicked. And I'm like, and then saying, he said, like, I think she planted stories to make herself look better. I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh. I guess it would make sense since, you know, they're talking about supposedly all these other stories that other royals have planted. So I don't know.
Crazy. Anyway, let us know y'all's thoughts. Are y'all reading it? Should we read it? Listen to the audiobook. Anything else we need to consume about it? Anyway, there's royals.
It has certainly been talked to death.
Yes. Okay. We all follow Britney Spears on Instagram. I just was watching the video today. The next thing we want to talk about is the viral video of Britney this week at the restaurant in LA. Jacqueline put this in. Jacqueline, you probably know the most about this. I just watched the video and basically another diner took video of her at an LA restaurant and she was supposedly acting manic, which I was like, I'm just glad to see her with Sam in public because there's been all this drama saying she's been held against her will or we don't know where she is.
Yeah. So this video came out. They're like at a restaurant. Supposedly she has some sort of, like you said, some sort of manic episode. And then Sam supposedly like walks out. But then, so the latest that TMZ had is that he explains like what happened at this restaurant. And, you know, he just says that, you know, he didn't walk out and despite an eyewitness insisting that she was acting erratically and that Sam had bolted in anger. He says that all he did was briefly leave to go get the car. And then Sam goes on to say that folks get a little camera happy when they see Britney in public and can't help themselves in attempting to film her. Something he says is unfortunate, but which he also acknowledges as coming with the territory for the type of fame that Britney Spears has. The main takeaway here is that Sam isn't saying that things didn't go down the way they were initially characterized, but he does say, however, Britney was frustrated and that's why she was acting the way she was. So Sam never really acknowledges what exactly Britney was frustrated about. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the video, it's pretty weird. I would just like Google it or look it up on Instagram. It's just like a really strange, like if you follow Britney on Instagram, it's the same vibe, but in public, like it's just like, I don't know. I just feel sad for her.
Sad, confused. I'm like, what is going on? I just want her to be happy and healthy, and maybe she is, or maybe Maybe she is, and she just can't handle when people. Maybe she just needs to live more of a solitary. I don't know. Yeah,
I know. It's like a shame she's famous, you know.
It is. She just needs, privacy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about it, except that I hope she is well.
I know. And then it's like, what's the answer? Is it, I don't know what the answer is. You know, is it therapy? Is it meds? I have no idea. I don't know. It's just really sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know either. I don't know either. And there's been so much rumor and all these things said where it's like, that makes it worse probably, because a few weeks ago it was like, of all people, Perez Hilton was like, I know. And it's like,
yeah, dude, he knows more than anyone else. And I was like, what?
There's no way he has the scoop. He hasn't been relevant in years.
Yeah. But, except when he cameo on The Hills reboot with Misha Barton. Remember that?
Yeah. And everyone was like,
Star. What?
I forgot about The Hills reboot. Is that still on?
No, it was on for 2 seconds and it did not do well. And then he was on there for a second. And I was like, this isn't jiving with me. What's going on?
Misha was like, oh, he ruined me when I was younger.
I mean, he did. He was freaking vile.
He was awful back then. Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Okay. We have to talk about the song that I have been blasting. Speaking of people who may have been blasted by the media years ago, but now living their best life. Miley's new song, Flowers, I am obsessed with.
Okay. I haven't listened to it yet. What is it called?
Flowers. And so, basically everyone is saying, finally opening up about she and Liam's marriage and relationship breakdown.
Yeah. So I had only heard the chorus just from social media clips and whatever. And I listened to the full song today. And I was like, I like this song. To me, it didn't sound like a single. It just sounded like another song on her album, but I understand the context around the song made it the single. You know what I mean?
It's the context and then the video that goes along with it. Like, I wouldn't care that much about the song, but the video and all the chatter around the video and people saying OMG, it's finally the real story. You know, she and Liam were together for 10 years. They got married and then they got divorced less than a year later.
On and off. They were on again, off again, pretty tumultuous relationship. So
basically the scoop is she released it on his birthday, filmed the video in a house where he is reportedly took women to cheat on her the whole time they were married. He would take
It was 14 women.
Yes.
Alleged.
In the music video, she's working out in a bikini. And apparently the rumor is when he was going to that house to cheat, he was telling her he was going to work out. Mm-hmm. She sampled Bruno Mars when I was, if I was your man or when I was your man.
Yeah.
The chorus, her chorus of Flowers is that song rewritten. So when in that song when he's like, I should have bought you flowers, should have held your hand, her chorus is, I can buy myself flowers, I can hold my own hand, goes, it's just so good. And it's just an insight into that breakdown, because I think she caught a lot of heat. People being like, classic Miley, she's just acting crazy again, she marries Liam and then disappears. Well, now apparently the story is very different, and it's just, I love it. It's so good. So good. And the music video, she's apparently wearing an iconic YSL dress from the 1992 runway show of YSL, which is the year she was born. So it's everything in the music video is apparently just has all this meaning. And it's just
she went full blown Taylor Swift on us, I think.
She did. Oh my gosh, she totally did wear everything. Yeah.
And then there's a scene at one point where she's wearing a suit. And kind of dancing around in this house that the video was shot in. And I think that's the suit that Liam wore on some red carpet where he didn't like what she was doing or something. And then kind of gave her the side eye.
It's that viral video where he's telling her, can you behave, on the red carpet? And everyone's saying, ugh. Woo! It's too much.
Far too much. Yeah, I had read all that stuff. But I haven't heard the song yet. So I just downloaded it. So once we
conclude, I will listen.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a bop, I'd say.
It's a bop, but I think the best way, watch the music video the first time.
Yeah.
Because the music video is what makes it great. If I just heard the song on its own, I'd kind of be, and I didn't know the backstory, I'd be like, okay. But then when you know the story and the video, you're like, ooh.
Miley, you bad girl.
Yeah.
You,
Haley, yeah. That's what I did. I had started, so I knew the backstory, and then I had started listening to the song, and then I was like, I just feel like I have to, and I had seen, obviously, clips of the music video, but I was like, I just feel like I have to watch the whole video.
Yeah, it's so good.
And while I'm listening to the song, and I did that, and I was like, okay, this is much better in this context.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. And then someone else that's burning down the house is something going. Is there something going on with Shakira?
Yeah, Shakira came out with a new song blasting her ex, the soccer player Gerard Pique or Peak, whatever, that apparently he cheated. Her and her new song is pulling no punches.
I haven't listened to it either, but I read the whole thing, and she was like playing it at her house for her mother-in-law to hear or something. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, Shakira has had a bad year, I guess.
Not great.
Yeah.
Definitely not on her best.
I love Shakira. I have loved her forever. Oh, okay. According to The Guardian, the Shakira song Mocking Ex Gerard Pique breaks YouTube record. Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay. Love it. Anyway, power to the women.
Power to them all.
All right. We're about to go into a segment now that's basically called Jacqueline Catches Claire and Haley Up on Bravo.
Okay. Please do it.
Bill, there's so much to do. And even if you don't watch Bravo, no doubt, you know who Jen Shah is. And that's the bulk of what I know from the Real Housewives franchises right now. Jen Shah's going to prison, honey, or has she already reported?
Okay, she hasn't reported yet. I don't actually know when she's supposed to report, actually. But she was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison. Ooh. And this whole thing was very shocking because... obviously, it's a shocking in general, but it's shocking because so right now, the season of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is currently airing, which she's a cast member on. In the past two seasons, she's been like, I'm innocent. Da, 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 da. Like, I didn't do any of this. Like, you know, just not admitting any guilt, like doesn't really even seem sorry for anything, for like people even being involved in this whole thing. Two of the girls from the cast are go to New York with her to support her in this trial that's supposed to start. And then all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to go meet with my attorney. And then it comes out that she pleads guilty.
Yikes.
And basically, and like, she didn't tell anyone that she was doing that. And she basically pled guilty because they had so much evidence against her for being, you know, I mean, she was going to get sentenced to like a really long time in prison. She was facing like a lot. She was facing a lot of jail time.
Yeah.
So she pled guilty. And then she was sentenced to 6.5 years. I think they had recommended like 10, and then her team had wanted 3 or like somewhere around there. And then she was officially sentenced to 6.5, and it's federal, so she'll serve 85% of it. So I mean, her sentencing and the trial kept getting pushed back. So they just filmed the reunion for Salt Lake City. I don't know, like after the sentencing, which is kind of annoying. So it's just like, and then she's not even going to be there. And the whole season was about her and all of her issues with all of the women. And then there was rumors that she's having a one-on-one sit down with Andy Cohen, like Teresa Giudice did, and like Luann de Lesseps did. So, and like their crimes are like nowhere near like what Jen Shah has done, but I don't know. It'll just be interesting. And I'm sure the Salt Lake City reunion will just be dumb, because this whole season besides Jen has just been so ungodly dumb and honestly annoying to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't really know where this season goes from here.
What do they do now that she's eliminated? Because she was literally everything for the show.
I know.
And I don't like her at all.
No, I know. I totally agree. I mean, she was the drama. She was constantly starting fights with people. I mean, she was throwing shit. She was pushing people. I mean, it was just like, what is going on? So yeah. I don't really know. I will say this season, they have brought on two friends of this. They brought on two Angies. One of the Angies we've seen in a previous season. And then another Angie we haven't seen. And then this other girl named Danica. And the new Angie and Danica seem promising because they seem like they're actually becoming friends with some of the girls, but I don't know. That's the biggest thing about Salt Lake City is the girls that are on this cast. It's so obvious that none of them are friends when they aren't filming. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really know where it goes. It'll just, I don't know. It'll be real interesting. I would imagine they would have to do some sort of pause that they've done with some other franchises just to kind of like wipe the slate clean of Jen's drama. And then when it comes to just like the other cast members, like I don't understand. Heather has this black eye, but she's not talking about it.
Yeah, that she was so...
She won't tell us what happened. And she's like, oh, I think we all know what happened. We just don't want to talk about it. And then like the next clip, she's like, I don't know what happened. It's yeah. Like, it's- you're just gaslighting all of us.
Like, okay.
And that's so frustrating. And then the drama between Heather and Whitney, I don't really know what's going on. I mean, they're both mad about like, I don't know. It's just a lot of weird stuff. And basically we don't know what's going on. And then another thing is that Lisa Rinna has said that she's leaving Beverly Hills.
Yes, which I'm like, okay.
Yeah, which honestly at this point is probably for the best. She, I think, just got a little too into being like a little producer drama potster. And I think she kind of just like needs to take a step back and like realize that like the show and life. I don't know. Like she just got a little too calculated and producey for me and just really mean.
That's what I feel like the whole vibe was. Anything I ever saw about it after a while, it was everyone just being like, she's so mean. And I'm like,
yeah. And she, but, and then the problem was too, was not, she would be really, really mean on the show, but then it would just escalate when the show would air on, and then she would like tweet and like Instagram. And it's just like, oh my God, like, just stop.
Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah.
So another thing that's interesting that happened in the Beverly Hills world is that I'm gonna find the whole post here so I can like read it to you guys. So Reza from Shaws of Sunset was on Watch It Happens Live the other night. And Andy Cohen had asked him, like, oh, who do you think is the most overrated Real Housewife? Reza says Kyle Richards. And then, of course, all of the, like, social media, the Bravo, you know, like, Instagram accounts are like, haha, and reposting it. And then Kyle comments on one of the posts and says, wasn't his show canceled? And wasn't he the first one voted off on Traitors, which is, like, this new show on Peacock? She goes, I can't even be offended. And then Reza responds to that comment and says, my show was canceled and I was killed first on Traitors, but my siblings and all my castmates still take my calls. How Ooh. Are Kathy and Kim doing, Kyle? ? And he tagged all of them.
Oh, shit.
She has not responded since. And that was like earlier today. And I was like,
yeah, yeah. You can't respond to that. That is like a,
what do you say? What can you even say?
Yeah.
My family exactly. is my business. Please yeah. leave me alone.
It's so funny. And, but anyways, I love Reza from Shaw's. So I was cracking up and he's such a shitster. So I thought it was funny.
Shaw's another good. Like, I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, me too. And it's rumored that him and MJ and Gigi are supposed to have some sort of like spinoff show, but I don't know. Oh. And then just another side note, Vanderpump Rules and Summer House, both of their trailers have come out.
Vanderpump looks good.
I know it does. It does.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm going to watch it this season because I did not watch last season.
Yeah. No, it's time for them to redeem themselves. And if they don't, then I think it's time to say night, night.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Night, night. Tried. Mm-hmm.
But I still never watched Summer House. I've been so like, I don't know. I've been in a real disinterested place with like all of TV. I haven't found anything in a while that I've like wanted to watch. Drag Race just started a new season and it's great. And so it came back just in time. My freaking cat is trying to tear something up. So I have to mute. I'm so sorry. I have to yell at him.
Okay.
Just know, guys, right now, Claire is in a verbal altercation with her feline friend.
I cannot see what's going on, but I'm sure it's pretty violent. I'm
sure it's very violent. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Here she is for a full report.
Oh, here he is again. He's walking right back out like nothing happened. Oh, he's constantly trying to tear this one little cabinet up, and I've covered it with foil. So I look like an insane person and it still doesn't deter him anyway. So Drag Race just started. I've been enjoying that. I've been watching a lot of Jeopardy. And then I watched the Mindy Project when it was first on. I'm now starting it for the third time because I'm like, well, I'll watch that. I love Mindy Project.
Okay, I haven't watched that, but I've heard it's good.
Oh, I love it. It's one of those that like, I don't know. I feel like especially once you get like a couple seasons in and you're like, you know all the characters and you know all their relationships. It's really like satisfying.
Yeah. Okay.
Very satisfying.
Yeah. And it's funny, I think.
No, Mindy Kaling is an absolute genius.
She is. Even if she is on Ozempic.
I know. And just wasting away.
Unbelievable. Jealous. That's it. That's all the Bravo happenings, Jacqueline, or is there more?
Yeah, that's really it, I would say. I mean, and Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, and Real Housewives of New Jersey are all start airing in the first week in February. So I'm going to be busy in like.
Oh my. How will you find the time?
How will you find the time?
It's going to be good. I'm pumped.
Excellent. Okay, Claire, fill us in on this Dallas Zoo situation. I even saw a new headline.
Tell us what's going on. What's going on over there?
I saw a new headline for it that they found another fence that was cut.
What?
Yeah. Well, they think it's criminal now. They definitely think someone has been like doing nefarious things at the zoo. And there, a certain gym that I work at is very close to the Dallas Zoo. So I do get close to that area, but yeah, the other day Dallas was on high alert because a little snow leopard had escaped its enclosure but they immediately said it poses no harm to the public. And so then we were like, oh wait, there's like a cute little kitty running around.
Yeah.
I didn't hear this, but my dad told me the way they found out where he was is because the squirrels were chattering. Like the squirrels were chattering and like spitting. And they like paid attention to that. And there was Nova up in the tree.
Oh, Nova, the snow leopard. The squirrels are like, hey, there's like a really big cat out here.
Squirrels are freaking out. They don't know what to do. But yeah, it was like, oh, okay. There's just a leopard loose in Dallas. Let's do it.
Enclosure had been, or the fence or whatever it was, the gate or whatever had been cut. And then I saw a headline today at the time we're taping this. It said they found another one that had been cut to a different enclosure. So yeah, they'd opened a criminal investigation. I was like, why would someone do this?
I mean, I guess someone's trying to steal it to like sell it on the black market.
Maybe. I don't know.
If they know, like, especially since it's not apparently a dangerous cat, like to humans, maybe that's a pretty low risk wild animal to try and
harness? I have no idea, but yeah, so weird. The Dallas Zoo. So there's the Dallas Zoo and there's the Fort Worth Zoo. Let's do a little zoo talk. The Fort Worth Zoo has always been the elite zoo of the two. So growing up, like the real zoo was Fort Worth Zoo, but we went to the Dallas Zoo some. Yeah. But
do they just have better animals over there?
Fort Worth Zoo is just bigger, and yeah, they got like more, I don't know. It's like one of the best zoos in the country randomly. I don't know why, but it's like a very good zoo. And the Dallas Zoo is just kind of like your run of the mill zoo.
Yeah. Okay. A zoo. And Nova was like, what's going on at this zoo?
Yeah. The door is open at my zoo.
So funny, is it? Oh, Lord. Okay, what's everybody watching? Claire, what's something good that you've watched or read this week that we need to rec to people that are listening?
Okay, well, I guess the Mindy Project. I said the Mindy Project in RuPaul, but I know this is a book that like I feel like everyone and their mother has read, but I'm reading it for my little book club that I'm in and we meet this week. So I'm trying desperately to finish it. And I'm reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And it is really good. Yeah.
That was so good.
I recommend it if you haven't or if you've thought about it. I would say give that one a go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jacqueline, yeah, I've heard you talk about that one. Didn't you say that one was really good too?
Yeah, I really liked that one. That one was one of those ones where like I started it and I didn't like it. So then I put it down. And then the next time I picked it back up, I could not put it back down. So I just think I just wasn't in it. It was really good. But that author, Taylor Jenkins Reid, she's really good. And she also wrote Daisy Jones and the Six. And there's like a show coming out about that book.
And there's going to be a movie of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And some of their characters cross over. Same in those two books and in Malibu Rising. Some of the characters cross over because they're like similar, like Hollywood, whatever, but they're all in different eras.
That's really cool. Awesome. A book that I was at Barnes & Noble this weekend. I'd eaten dinner over there and then I just popped into Barnes & Noble and actually saw Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It was on a big display and the little note, sometimes, you know, they'll have like one of their employees or someone will write a little note and the note said, reads like your favorite tabloid. And I was like,
I mean, it kind of does.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Because they had a huge display of it, like probably 50 books for sale of that book. And yeah, that was the little note one of their employees that said, reads like your favorite tabloid. And I was like, excellent. But then I actually bought a book and I've not bought a hardbound or bought a book in forever, but I was in there and it's a book I've been wanting to buy. And it's called Living Fully. And it's by the actually influencer, but former Miss Kentucky, Mallory Irvin.
Huh, I've never heard of her.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome. So she was, she's from a small town in Kentucky, but she was Miss Kentucky. But now her big thing is she is a huge influencer now out of Nashville. So she moved to Nashville and she tried to make it in country music. So she was Miss Kentucky. Then she and her dad competed on the Amazing Race three different times. And then she tried to make it in country music and it didn't work out. But then she started a YouTube channel and is now like a super successful influencer in Nashville. But like, she's just so sweet and she comes back to Kentucky a lot. And she has now written two books. One is about to come out, but her first one is called Living Fully. And her whole life, she at one point, I guess, had an injury and she was addicted to opioids and talks about it in her book. She's like, I'm the last person you'd think would have had a drug problem. She's like, but I did. And it's open about that and just talking about regaining her life. And now she's married with three little kids and it's just... anyway, so I just thought of it and I just wasn't even planning on buying it. And I just saw it and it was on sale and I thought, you know what? I'm buying it. So, I bought it on Sunday and today is Tuesday at the time we're taping this. And I'm excited to crack that open when I get in bed tonight. But yeah, I'm just supporting it. It's just cool. I don't know. I just got excited buying it, being like, A, I'm excited to buy a real book, B, excited to support a Kentucky gal. And C, it's just nice sometimes when you hear inspirational stories from someone that seems a little more accessible, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. So anyway, so that's what I'm excited to crack into tonight when I get in bed and for the first time in a long time, an actual book as opposed to a digital. I'm like, okay.
I literally just added that to my want to read on in my Goodreads.
Yeah. So Living Fully and her second book that's about to come out, I think like in the next couple weeks, is called All In. It's her second book.
Very
cool.
Did she go to UK?
She actually, I don't know if she did go to UK. Let's see. You know, I'm just gonna look her up real quick. But yeah, guys, I really think if you guys don't know who she is, Mallory Ervin, E-R-V-I-N, you can find her on Instagram, YouTube, whatever. She is from Morganfield, Kentucky. She was the fourth runner-up for Miss America 2010. So when she was Miss Kentucky, went to the Miss America pageant, and was fourth runner-up. That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's see. Oh, she went to EKU.
Oh, Richmond. Represent Madison County.
Yes.
Go Colonels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go Colonels. Well, it says a couple of different colleges. It looks like she went to EKU, and then she went to Sewanee, the University of the South. Anyway, cool. So anyway, Living Fully is the book. Jacqueline, what about you? Books, shows,
So I just actually last night finished this book by Elin or Ellen. I never know how to say her first name because it's spelled so weird. Hildebrand.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just it's the first book in the series of her Paradise series. It's called Winter in Paradise. It's really good. Like this family, the husband / dad is killed in this helicopter crash in the Virgin Islands. But plot twist, they don't know that he is down there. And then it just kind of like follows their journey of like them going there and figuring out like what he was doing down there and like the relationship that they find when they're there. And there's two other books in the series. So that'll be interesting. I will say it wasn't as good as some of the other books by her that I've read so far, but I still enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to reading the other two books in those series. And then I recently finished a show on Netflix called Ginny and Georgia, which
I have clips of this everywhere, all over TikTok, people saying it has to be watched. And I'm like, it came out, but I feel like everyone's
So I guess recently it kind of has come up because the second season recently came out, and one of my friends like a week or two ago was watching it, and she was watching it in the second season, and I had watched a couple episodes with her, and she was like explaining what was going on, and I was like, I like the show. I maybe would not have turned it on if I hadn't watched it with her. But yeah, it was really good. It's basically about this mom. She's a single mom. She has two kids by different dads, and like she just had a tumultuous childhood, and I don't know why I couldn't say that word, but yeah, she just had like a really rough childhood and a rough go of it, and had her first kid when she was like 15 or 16, and just basically had to be like a criminal to get by. And now she's like a full-blown adult and like moves to this new town and has like this job, and she's like trying to marry this guy, and it just follows like, you know, basically her past is catching up with her and how she's gonna like navigate that. It's very much like, it's like a drama comedy, I don't really want to say thriller, but it's pretty good. I would recommend it. It's not too bad. There's like 10 episodes in each season, and they're like 40 minutes long per episode. So it's not a very large undertaking if you're looking for a new show.
The only thing I know about it is this woman who I grew up around. She's like our parents' age. I guess, was Ginny and Georgia a book series? It's something else. Yeah, it's been turned into a series because she made a very long Facebook post about how mad she is at the Netflix series for being so woke instead of staying true to, I guess, the book.
Oh,
so I don't know. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're
like, it was quite aggressive. And I was like, I doubt this show is that quote unquote woke.
Yeah, woke. In this show, they do mention like random current pop culture things. They reference like TikTok. And like one of the girls that's the teenage main character, Jenny, one of her best friends, who's also like a 15 or 16 year old, is she dates women. I don't think she specifically says that she's a lesbian, but like she does date women. So she might, so I think maybe.
Yes, for this person.
There are maybe that wasn't in the book. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't, maybe those items were not in the book. I don't know.
Okay.
Every time I see the name of the show, it kind of like makes me laugh and cringe a little bit because I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm not going to say that person's name, but I'm like,
And it's one of those shows too. Like, you can definitely have it on while you're doing other things. You don't really have to watch every single second of it. So,
Which sometimes I like having a show sometimes.
Me too. You
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, should we move on to favorite things in self-care?
Let's rock it. I'll get us going because I have a Costco membership, but I probably have not been to Costco in like a month and a half. I've just been too busy. And I finally went this weekend and bought the jumbo pack of my favorite jarred pasta sauce in the world. And this is so basic, but I just ate it for dinner with lobster ravioli. It's the Raos, R-A-O-S pasta sauce. I think I mentioned this before, but I just haven't had it in a couple months. And I ate it tonight with lobster ravioli that I also got at Costco. And it was just, it was so good with a little Parmesan on top. But I'm like, guys, sometimes jarred pasta sauce, I'll use Kroger brand. I don't even care. But if you just want to feel luxurious and kind of make yourself feel like you're having a little fancier dinner than just boiling some pasta and some jarred sauce over it, Raos pasta sauce is worth every penny.
Absolutely.
It's so good. It tastes like restaurant quality. It's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure that's how you say it, but R-A-O-S. So I just ate so much of it. And I'm a sauce girl. Like when I get pasta, this might piss off real Italians. They're like, no, it's about the noodle. I'm like, not for me. It's about the sauce, baby.
Load it on me.
Yeah. Load the whole jar in there.
Truly. So I got the 2-pack at Costco of the 2 jars, ate one tonight. And I kind of regret not buying 4 jars of it, but
I guess he was going to go to Costco to get her fix.
I get my prescriptions filled at Costco pharmacy now, and I got to go back tomorrow to pick up my medicine. And I may, while I'm there, be like, y'all got any more of that sauce or
any more of that?
Yeah, hook a girl up. My self-care is, and this is less self-care, but just one thing, you know, like if you have a lot going on and you're like, well, as long as I do this, I'm still taking care of myself. My obsession, and the girls know, I have been obsessed with Grande Lash Enhancement Serum since last summer. It has made my lashes so much thicker and better, and I'm still on the train. And I just got a new tube and I popped that sucker open this morning. And I just love it. It's one little thing that I do for myself every single day. And I truly see a difference in the length and thickness of my lashes. And I love it so much. So that was probably my best beauty buy of 2022. And I'm still slinging it to 2023 with Grande Lash, the gold tube eyelash enhancement serum. It's thebomb.com.
It is impressive. Those lashes are no joke. I was like,
yeah, well, no, literally, your lashes, it's like illegal.
But I know. It's just insane. A serum. When I first saw Claire for the first time since she had moved, and I saw her in the airport, she goes, why are your lashes so long? And I was like, thank you. She said it like kind of accusatory. Like, what are you trying to pull right
what
now?
What are you doing? What are you trying to impress?
And I was like, oh, I love it so much. So anyway, that's my faves in self-care.
I'll go. My favorite thing is my new apartment.
Yay! Congrats!
I'm so much happier here already. It's just, I like the neighborhood better, the place. It's my apartment is actually smaller, and I'm like so much happier in a smaller apartment. Oh, the other thing, the ceilings were too high, the doors were too big, everything. Huh. There's like kind of some wasted space, and this just feels like more cozy and like home. And I like immediately I was like, oh, I'm already so much happier. And then it's in a neighborhood where I can walk places. And that's just who, that's me. I like to walk places. I like to be able to get out and go. So I'm just happy. It feels more by speed. And it's just really nice to be in a place that I like. So immediately. And my address is.
Well, to me here.
And then my self-care, I was out of makeup and I'm a now full like tinted moisturizer girly. I don't wear full makeup often anymore. And I've tried, I used to use the NARS tinted moisturizer and yes. Then I used the Say Beauty, S-A-I-E. And I just recently bought the new Rare Beauty, Positive Light tinted moisturizer.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm obsessed. It's so good.
Ooh, okay.
It's my best tinted moisturizer I've had. I didn't wear it today because I had like a drop left in this Say that I was like, you have to squeeze that out. But I really love it. It's just, it has the right amount of coverage. I like the way it makes my skin look. So I'm just really happy with that.
Nice. Okay. That makes me, because I'm so curious about the Rare Beauty products. I have not bought a single thing from that line and I want to, but it's just, you know, it's a luxury line. And so I'm like,
yeah. Well, I know a lot of people love the blush, that blush. Yeah. It's like and I didn't get that. But now I'm like, maybe I should, because I'm really impressed with the tinted moisturizer, which I do think a tinted moisturizer is a personal thing. I mean, all makeup is, but because I have a good friend who, she's the one who turned me on to the NARS tinted moisturizer, and I didn't really like it that much, and she's obsessed with it. And then I was okay on the Say Beauty, and I was going to do drugstore after that, but then I was like, I kept reading about the Positive Light Rare Beauty one, and I looked at the price. It was actually cheaper than what I had been buying, so I was like, okay, well, I need it. I'll try it. If I hate it, I'll just use it up and then go drugstore after this. And so far I love it.
That's awesome.
Claire, I still use that NYX one that you concealer. Recommended. Yeah, that one. Right? I still use that one as like my everyday like one.
Yeah. Oh no, I still use that as my concealer. Yeah, it's like the hyaluronic serum, or it's like
a high-
I don't know. Yeah, it's good. Like I love
CC it. Cream concealer, something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure, whatever. I'm like, I'll just slap it on my face.
Speaking of NYX, I just ordered and received today. I needed a new eyebrow pencil and a new eyeliner, and all their shit, excuse me, stuff is $3. And so I ordered a bunch of that. And then I also got their Halo Glow thing. It's like the dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury flawless filter.
Okay.
Try it.
All so right. You got to report back on that, because
I will. Terrorist in the frame.
We love a dupe. Our little terrorist.
Have y'all seen the TikTok? It's so fun. I'm not going to, with words, it's not really going to translate, but she's like therapy dupe, sunlight dupe. Whatever dupe, but she's like, for therapy, she's just like holding up her journal. It's just like all like real basic stuff. I love it. Dupe.
Dupe. Wait, she said dupe. No, I've seen that. And I look at therapy dupe, and it's just a journal. And I'm like,
All right, Jacqueline.
So my favorite thing this week is, So I finished that Hildebrand book, and then I just started this book. It's called 20 Years Later by Charlie Donnelly, I think is how you say his last name. But it's really good so far. I'm probably like 15% in, like maybe almost 100 pages. But it's kind of about a few different things. Basically, so far it's like a journalist. She's a TV reporter, and she hosts like a 1 hour show a week that's basically like Dateline. Kind of like, it's kind of like a Dateline mixed with like 60 Minutes. Like one week it'll be about like something like super uplifting, and then another week it'll be about like some like unsolved crime, and she like goes and like interviews all the people involved, and then he gets involved in these stories. And basically she tries to go and solve a murder that happened right before 9/11. And the accused killer was killed in the towers. So that's like how like the book starts. And I didn't spoil it. It literally says that in the description. So
listen, nobody get mad. Don't yell at me.
But it's really good. I follow this book account on Instagram that's called Beach Reads and Bubbly. And she had suggested it. And I usually like the books that she rates pretty high. I usually really like them. So I'm really interested in it. It, and I really like the books that each chapter is a different point of view. Those are probably one of my favorite reads. And this is how this book is. So I'm very excited. Yeah. So I'll report back.
Good deal.
And then my self-care of the week is I've had this for a while, but like, I just randomly use it and then stop using it. But I'm really going to commit to, using my gua sha.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like really going to commit to it. Like I've watched a ton of TikToks on it. I've got a whole thing. I'm like, I have to commit to using this. And so, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll see what the changes are and how long it takes, but I'm very interested. I already took my before pictures. So I think it's going to take like weekly pictures just to see like how my face changes and if it changes at all. And if it doesn't, I need to figure out what I'm doing wrong. So I don't know.
That's cool. I'm excited about that. That'll be fun. Cause I'll see these videos on TikTok of people that do it religiously. And it's like, they have a different face. And I'm like, damn, but it just takes doing, and I hope it's just true too. You know, it's like, I want to know if it's just doing it, and B, if it will actually make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I imagine it's just like kind of like ice rolling, just way more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to be so methodical about it. I think that's where it loses me.
I'm just like, okay.
But I hope it does work out. And yeah, I'm excited to see it work for someone I know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I share the before and afters, but depending on how like dramatic it is. But yeah, I'm very interested to see where my gua sha journey takes me.
Namaste. I love it. My gua sha journey. My gua sha journey. All right, gals, we've done it. Another episode of the A Block. Let us know anything you want to hear our thoughts on. Give us feedback. Let us know your thoughts on anything we talked about. But also, yeah, if there's anything you want to hear us chit chat about, shoot us a message, shoot us a DM on the A Block Instagram. We also have the A Block Pod at gmail.com too, if you're more of an email gal or guy.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. We'll see you next time. How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
What do you say?
Jacqueline on her gua sha journey in the meantime.
Namaste.
Pieces.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.